Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Is this the last week we won't know Carolina's NCAA fate? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Of course, no one is certain, but reports and speculation are mounting that UNC will receive its notice of allegations next week, as early as Monday. It may or may not be a coincidence that it's coming after graduation, when any students who might have been in jeopardy can get out of town with their degrees. There are basically two issues at stake. One is lack of institutional control over the monitoring, or lack thereof, of the AFAM scandal. Two is whether any rules violations were committed by coaches or athletes of any said programs. I believe penalties for the first are far more likely than the second. UNC is sure to be charged with lack of institutional control for athletics' role in allowing the so-called AFAM paper classes to get so ridiculously easy and no one bothered to blow the whistle. That is on the faculty members, too, who knew something was rotten in Denmark, but said none of my business. Shame on them. But rules violations by any athletes and coaches of certain teams have been harder to prove because, frankly, there has been no proof. It is irresponsible for any university to offer classes that are so easy that students don't learn very much. But again, if they do the work, there is no violation. And except for Rashard McCants, who has refused to talk after his wild allegations, there is no proof. Most of what is being investigated comes from the Weinstein report that the university spent more than $3 million to compile and then turn over to the NCAA in what I have always thought was a foolish and final attempt to be transparent, since we had long before found the problem and fixed it. As for sanctions against UNC athletes or teams, comes down to whether taking an easy class is a violation. NCAA President Mark Emmert has spoken publicly about not having jurisdiction over how a school offers and teaches its curriculum. So I guess the NCAA can fine the school for not properly monitoring academics that included some student-athletes, but sanctions against athletes in the easy classes risks claims by non-athletes about their degrees being devalued. Hopefully, however Carolina is charged will be palpable enough that the ensuing penalty will be paid, and finally we can move into the future. If it is not the case, UNC is likely to fight back hard, legally and otherwise, and this could go on even longer, which after almost 5 years, no one wants to see happen. This is Archansky. See ya.